Hey friends, did you know that sharing data with your customers and partners just became a whole lot easier? Azure Data Share empowers you to share data with multiple organizations with just a few clicks. And the best part, there's no code to write and no infrastructure to administer. Joanna Podgoetsky is here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Joanna and we're gonna talk about sharing data. You know, I have to admit the way that I share data right now, it's a little suboptimal. I think I would say janky. I tend to FTP things, I zip things up, I put things in, you know, Dropbox or OneDrive. I'm probably not a good citizen of the data sharing community. I'm probably not doing it right.
That's okay, so we're here to help you. So basically, and you know, we spent a long time speaking to customers and partners about exactly how they're doing their data sharing. Mm. And funnily enough, most of them said the exact same things that you just said. So they're standing up their own FTP infrastructure to share data. They're creating their own API infrastructure. They're, in some cases, they're extracting to USB drives and actually querying that data to their customers.
Oh no.
Email as well. So as you can imagine, super hard to track, super expensive to manage. And there's a lot of administrative overhead with doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So that's how we landed with this product, which is called Azure Data Share. So the whole idea of this product is really to simplify that process and have this single pane of glass over all of your data sharing needs. So customers have a need to share data with third-party organizations, but when they do that, they kind of lose track of who they've shared with and mm-hmm. what they've shared and, you know, when they shared it and things like that. So this is kind of aiming to be this one-stop shop for a customer's data sharing needs. Mm-hmm. So the way that the product works is essentially a data provider will go ahead and provision a new data share. They will add data sets to that data share. So currently we support Azure Blob Storage and Azure Data Lake Store as well. Mm-hmm. In the future, we plan to support more data sources of Azure. And then basically the data provider can add recipients from their partner organization. So they can actually email their partners with invitations. And then you as a data provider, you can actually track mm-hmm. when they've accepted the invitation. And then you can also quite importantly and interestingly specify terms of use.
So the legal governance of like, if you do this, I can say, well, hey, your people signed the agreement. We thought we agreed how the data would be treated and you didn't do that.
Exactly.
So I don't do any of that. I think we're faxing things a lot. We're very old school over here at Hanselman.
You'd be surprised at how many organizations are old school in the way that they share their data. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to actually walk you through a demo of the product and show you what we're in public preview with today.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to jump into my data share resource. So, you know, I've already deployed my data share resource and it gets deployed the same way as any other, you know, resource in Azure. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and click start sharing my data. So I can start creating a data share here. And in this scenario, I'm basically Contoso Marketplace. So I'm basically a retailer and I have data from point of sales from a number of my suppliers.
Okay.
So I'm actually gathering their data and I want to be able to share their, you know, data of their sales on an hourly basis as the data comes in.
Okay.
So I'm going to be sharing with Fabricam. And here in the description, I can actually specify what it is that I'm going to be sharing. So I'm going to say point of sales data for Fabricam and some demand forecasting data as well. So I'm also doing a little bit of demand forecasting for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the terms of use, I can basically say, hey, you know, do not distribute outside of your organization.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit continue and then I'm going to go ahead and add some data sets. So as I mentioned, we're able to share data from Blob Storage from ADLS Gen 1 and Gen 2. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to click Gen 2 for now since that's where my point of sales data is stored. And then here, I'm going to select the data that I actually want to share. So you can see my data is organized quite well. I've got my demand forecasting data for all of these different suppliers of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I want to share data with Fabricam Beverage Company. So I'm going to share some forecasting data. And I'm also going to go ahead and share some raw point of sales data with them as well. So they may actually want to see, you know, what they've sold and have that kind of itemized view of what, mm-hmm. You know, what data they have.
So very, very granular.
Very granular. So I can even, you know, just share specific files if I want to as well. So, you know, it's really up to you as to the level of granularity you want to share with.
Mm-hmm. And this could be well, unlimited effectively, right? It's limited to the amount of data that Azure can store. We're not talking about limited to a gigabyte. It's limited
That's
to
right.
whatever.
Exactly right. So this is really great for big data environments.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sharing a connection string, right? I'm not sharing the ability. They're not able to reach into my personal space and talk to my database, right? I'm giving them, what, a snapshot, a moment in time?
A moment in time, exactly right. So right now, we're offering snapshot-based sharing with the ability to perform incremental updates. Mm-hmm. So customers can actually subscribe to their data share, which I'll show you in this next screen, and they're actually able to receive updates on an hourly or a daily basis.
Wow, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'm just going to invite myself into this data share, and then I'm going to enable this snapshot schedule. So this is that incremental update snapshot-based sharing that I was referring to earlier. So I can actually share on an hourly or a daily basis. Since this is point of sales data and I'm really sharing this data, receiving this data quite regularly, I'm going to go ahead and share that, offer my consumer the option to be able to receive that data on an hourly basis.
All right.
So the nice thing about that is that the consumer will actually now receive an invitation and then I can actually come back here and monitor the status of their invitation. So whether they've actually accepted it, whether they've created a data share subscription, etc. So basically, while that's happening, I can actually see, you know, as the data provider, I can actually see that that invitation is still pending.
Okay.
So now if I switch over to my inbox, I should see an invitation. And sure enough, I do. And if I load that invitation up, I can see that I've been invited to access data from Contoso Marketplace. And the share name is Fabrichem Data Share and what it contains. So once I hit view invitation, I just need to sign into my Azure subscription. And here I can actually see, you know, what data Contoso Marketplace wants to share with me. Okay, so now I've got the invitation. I've got a list of invitations that were sent to me. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this Fabrichem Data Share invitation. So here I've got some information about what this invitation contains. So the data share has two data sets. It's containing point of sales data for Fabrichem and some demand forecasting data. And I can actually agree to the terms of use if I'm happy with, you know, not distributing that data outside of my organization, which I am. Mm-hmm. And then here I can deploy it to a subscription that I choose. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to deploy this to an existing data share account. If I wanted to, I can also click create new and then I can actually deploy a brand new data share account to deploy to if I need to.
Okay.
And then I've got the receive share name here, which was specified by my data provider. So once I click accept and configure, my share subscription at this point in time is created. So what that means is that I'm ready to accept the data. So all I need to do now is specify which storage account I want the data to land in. Mm-hmm. So I know that this data is from Contoso Marketplace. I'm just going to give it a simple name, which is Contoso Marketplace, and hit save. So at this point in time, I now have a share subscription which is active. So if I click on my data share here, I can actually start receiving data by simply clicking trigger snapshot and selecting full copy. Mm. So at this point of time, the data is actually moving into my Azure subscription, into my storage account. So in a few minutes, once that copy is complete, I'll actually have a copy of that data in my subscription.
It's really significant that when you went under receive shares, you could see that these are active, 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 and you could say, oh, I'm not doing business with that person anymore. Now you've got governance, you just shut that off.
Exactly.
Can you delete the data retroactively? Do you remove it or you just stop the flow of new data?
You stop the flow of new data.
Okay, so they lose that hourly update now.
That's right.
All right.
So if I chose to, I can revoke that. Mm. Now, another really cool feature is the ability to subscribe to a refresh interval that the data provider has offered me. Mm. So my data provider has actually offered me an hourly refresh interval. So you might have remembered that I did that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I can go ahead and enable that refresh interval. And now my data will actually flow through on an hourly basis.
That's
so I can
cool.
then, you know, start using that data. So, you know, a lot of our customers are, you know, really excited about that hourly refresh because it means that they can subscribe to time series data. We have a lot of customers that are also building out data consortiums using Azure Data Share.
Wow.
We have customers in the finance industry who are building out data marketplaces using this product. And we've also got customers in the government sector who are doing, you know, they basically want to do inter and intra-departmental sharing, mm-hmm. but they need to make sure that, you know, they can track exactly who they've shared with and be accountable for that. So that's another really popular use case.
You know, there's so many scenarios where you just know, and I know that people who are watching this are going to feel this, and they're going to feel bad, that there's a cron job or an rsync that's been running for years of some way that data is moving from place to place, and no one remembers how it works or where it works, or it's just not a clean, safe, regulated way to move data from place to place.
Exactly, that's exactly right. So this gives you that full visibility. Mm. You can see that that initial snapshot has now been successful.
Cool.
And I can actually go into my account and I can see the data that I've actually received. Mm-hmm. So now let's actually switch over now to the data provider. So now I'm in my data provider subscription, so I'm back in the Contoso Marketplace subscription. Mm-hmm. So if I go into my Cent Shares and I click on Fabricam Data Share, so the mm-hmm. data that I've shared with Fabricam, right. I can actually go ahead and monitor the status of the invitation. They've accepted the invitation, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can also see that they have an active share subscription. I can also see a history of the data as it's flowed through to them. Mm. So I have full visibility into what the data consumer's actually done with my data.
So you know that they accepted it, they received it successfully, and it is now in their data lake or in their storage account, and they're probably doing work with it. So now you have established a relationship with that, a data sharing relationship.
Exactly.
Very cool. And is this available right now? Can everyone use this today?
Yeah, everybody can use it. Just type in data shares into your Azure portal and off you go.
Fantastic. I am learning all about how to share data more effectively with Azure Data Share today on Azure Friday.